Morning, everybody. It's the Morning Digestion for March 4th, 2019. So this is a whole new thing. This is my first day of retirement, and I'm going to do the Morning Digestion. I'm going to do a podcast for those people who are subscribing. And for those loyal listeners who wrote to me upon learning that I was retiring, that they were sad and that they wanted to hear me and so forth. So I'm going to try it. I'm going to give it a shot. There's no Angry Rich. There's no Christine. If I do interviews, well, I'm not set up to do that right now, so we'll figure that out. But I'm going to do something. So let me start with the so let me tell you how this works. The Morning Digestion, which used to be called the Morning Dump, and I may go back to it because now I don't have to worry about people being offended that their kids hear something like that. It's going to be the free one, and it's going to be, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, whatever it usually is. And then the podcast is an undetermined length at this point, but it's going to be the thing that you pay for. So if you do want to hear the podcast, and of course I recommend it, you have to go to johngibson.com and sign up and be a member. It's $3.50 a month, super, super, super cheap. And you can only sign up monthly, but it's recurring on your credit card. And let's see, what else about it? Oh, right. Unclear on, I'm not really sure how it's going to work. But that's the basic breakdown. There will be a Morning Digestion that you can hear for free, and then podcast, which you can hear as a subscriber, and you get them both on the website, johngibson.com. I think that's the way it works. You know, I'll have to check out with Josh. So on the listen links today, I started off with socialism. New York columnist David Leonhardt, who is about as socialist as they come, says, ooh, gee, maybe Democrats ought to moderate their views in public. In other words, hide it until after the election, because it's starting to worry them. Pennsylvania Democrats, that's also in the New York Times, are worried that socialist thing charging to the left is going to hurt them. In MarketWatch.com, Canada's Greenpeace founder says Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is, quote, a pompous little twit who doesn't know what she's talking about. Now, the proviso on that is Canada's Greenpeace says, oh, this guy, he's, you know, we kicked him out a long time ago. He's always arguing with us and so forth. Nonetheless, I think his assessment of AOC is pretty close. AOC responds in the New York Post. She's criticized for getting into a gas-guzzling SUV. I don't know. I guess it was a minivan of some sort. And she says, I'm just living in the world. San Francisco Chronicle, you see Berkeley cops arrest the puncher. Zachary Greenberg is the guy's name. He's the one who punched out the conservative who set up a table in UC Berkeley campus and was, proselytizing MAGA stuff. Politics, New York Times, Democrats going big on climate change. They think this is a winner. They think this is going to be great, and they just ought to be doing more of it. Over the weekend, this is the 54th anniversary of what was known as Bloody Sunday on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. A bunch of the major candidates showed up to, march in unison across the Edmund Pettus Bridge, as they do every year. This is in the Washington Post. Hillary Clinton in the front row. Wall Street Journal, Trump's approval ratings up a bit, but there are warning signs. Hillary, this is at Fox News and at Breitbart. Hillary says the country is in a full-fledged crisis. She made that announcement at the Edmund Pettus Bridge, and says that racist views are uplifted by the White House. Trump news. He blames Cohen for the the Cohen hearing for the collapse of the Kim summit. This is in the Washington Post. And there's something to it. You know, Trump announced the Kim summit of February 5th. February 20th, the Democratic committee here that wanted to hear from Cohen announced that they would be doing it during his trip to Hanoi to meet Kim. So it appears that the Democrats were trying to upset it. And now that it has been upset, Trump is calling him out for it. His CPAC speech, which was 2 hours, you can see in 3 minutes, according to the Washington Post. That's at the Washington Post. Rand Paul, New York Times. Rand Paul is the fourth Republican in the Senate to come out against Trump's national emergency order to build the wall. That may, in fact, scuttle a wall. And in the New York Times, the U.S. and China are near a trade deal, which would cause the tariffs to drop. You know, I don't know why that isn't a big story. It's a big story in the Wall Street Journal. In the New York Times, it's kind of, oh, yeah, by the way. Tech. New York Times still mad at Amazon. Big story about, hey, they do this to everybody. They go to a town. They say, give us giant tax abatements. If the town doesn't, they pull their jobs and their people out of there. Wall Street Journal, Amazon to launch a grocery chain, probably open in L.A. first. This will be second from, separate from Whole Foods. So grocery chains are just, girding their loins for this fight. New York Times, seriously, your shit could cure what ails you. Literally, they're doing fecal transplants now. And there's a lot of maneuvering about whether it's going to be classified a drug, which would fall under the FDA, or something close like a transplant, which would be different. It's a lot of money. I can't believe it. Wall Street Journal, SpaceX crew capsule, unmanned, docks with the space station automatically. This may be the way for America to actually be able to get astronauts into space again, since right now we're buying seats on the on Russian rockets. Social justice warrior, a guest on the Joy Reid show, says whites don't get a vote on who's racist. See, I told you, this whole thing about racism is, if you're white, sit down, shut up, and listen, we will tell you. That's in Newsbusters. New York Times, HBO's Michael Jackson doc is threatening the thriving Jackson estate. When he died, he was broke, close to bankruptcy. Once dead, the estate is making tons of money because nobody's spending it. There isn't Michael around to piss it away. So it's, they're getting royalties from everything. But the doc threatens the financial health of the estate because these guys are going to sue. Newsbusters, there's a Samantha Vinaigrette is her name, says Trump sounds like Hitler. Or, she's referring to a CPAC speech. In the Washington Post, the search for two Charlottesville guys. This is an interesting story if you bother to read it. It's so there were four guys seen, maybe five. I think three of them, maybe four of them have been identified, arrested, tried, and are in jail for beating up a black guy on that day in Charlottesville. Two guys can't be found. They're called Sunglasses and Red Beard. And they couldn't identify them. The cops couldn't identify them. Sean King and the Black Lives Matter people have been putting out a call for people on Facebook to identify these two guys. And the story was that a black guy was knocked to the ground and beat up. They were hitting him with poles, those poles that they have flags flying from and so forth. However, deep in this story, you read that the fellow being beat up, I think his name is Harris, had hit, in the fight that was going on there in Charlottesville, had clobbered somebody with a mag light, I don't know about you, but if you've got a mag light, you know that is a weapon. And so apparently he hit somebody on the head with a mag light, and these guys set upon him. But they're all described as white nationalists and racists and so forth, so they're trying to chase him down. And there's two guys they have not been able to identify for, what is this, 18 months, something like that? They want your help. Please find them. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot in the Washington Post. Police in El Salvador, trained and funded by the United States, are fleeing the country because MS-13 is too dangerous, and the police are the ones who are being targeted by MS-13, and apparently they can't fight back. It sounds like El Salvador is actually an MS-13 country. I suggest we bomb it. Wall Street Journal, why China is so dangerous and how we're not doing enough militarily. The U.S. is ceding the Pacific to China. This is by Mark Halperin, H-E-L-P-R-I-N, different than the Mark Halperin who got run out of town in the hashtag movement. Mark Halperin is a novelist, a conservative writer, and somebody who delves into these things in great detail and knows what he's talking about. So I highly recommend that you read that Wall Street Journal story and read anything by Mark Halperin. One of my favorite books ever is called A Soldier of the Great War by Mark Halperin. And he's got a new one out, which I ordered this morning, called Paris in the Present Tense. He writes a lot. He's very good, and I'm very envious of him. He writes a lot. He's very good, and he's about my age, a little bit younger, a year or so, I think. But he's had a fantastic career. And I think his assessment of what's going on with us in China is absolutely right. Okay, that's the morning edition, morning digestion. I'm going to try to put the podcast together now. It should be posted in a while if you are a subscriber at johngibson.com. And by the way, on the other side, on the right-hand side there at johngibson.com, you see that little Jeunesse square? You should click on that. Jeunesse sells vitamins, skincare stuff. There's some stuff called Luminesce. It really is good for your skin. And if you have this problem of bags under your eyes, they've got a thing called Instantly Ageless. And if you are a man or a woman who is noticing hair loss, there's a product called Reveal, which will help you with that hair loss. So Jeunesse over there on the right-hand side at johngibson.com.